I've been living here in the UK for more than 10 years. I came at the age of 15. When I came here to the UK, obviously coming very young, I did experience the challenges of settling here, going through the whole immigration system, whereby you've got to find a representative that fights your case to stay, and going through the whole paperwork of having to write why you want to stay in this country. And then realizing that the system was really messed up and was really unfair. That's when my passion grew of working in the community and listening more to the people and finding out what are the real issues, and working together with communities to come up with solutions that we can present to those that are in power.
Were you actually trained to do some of the work that you're doing in the community?
Well, you know what? I wasn't trained, and I actually don't have a qualification or a degree in this, to be honest. But my journey started off by me coming out with my story. But obviously, I worked with an organization called Citizens UK and another charity called Active Horizons. They gave me the platform to tell my story of why I was in the UK and how challenging it was. Because at the age of 18, you can imagine at the age of 18, that's when you're supposed to go to uni, start driving, do what you can do as an 18-year-old. But because of my immigration restrictions, I could not do any of that. So my journey started at that point when I started to come out with my story, going to the parliament, talking about how difficult it was to be 18, but not being able to live like any other 18-year-old in this country. So I wasn't trained, but this all came from passion. But as time progressed, obviously I did sign up for trainings in negotiation trainings and how to be a great leader and a community leader.
So what exactly do you do?
I was a youth worker for about 4 years. So advocating on issues that affect young people and migrants and negotiating people in power. And just recently, this year, I moved my focus to go into more getting people into employment, working for the organization called Citizens UK. I work with employers to find talent in our community. So it's all about changing the way in which recruitment is done and giving opportunities to the people that wouldn't usually get the opportunities.
We are now told that you are one of the nominees in the BAFTA Awards. Tell us a bit about this.
But also I've actually been awarded for the BRAD Awards. I'm not sure if you're aware of it. It's actually on the same night, which is about recognizing the global African leaders, you know, being involved in African development, but also development in this country. And in both of them, I've been recognized for female young leader of the year. And that recognition, it came from my work in challenging the people in power in policies and changing and influencing and working with young people.
So now, looking at the issues that you are facing every day, tell us exactly the challenges that you are facing there.
There are so many challenges, especially around immigration, challenges around the waiting. So when you come here, sometimes the waiting for you to get your papers to be allowed to leave, to stay here, it can take up to 10 years or so on. So you can imagine I've met people that are now in their late 50s, still waiting for them to get authorized, and also students, which is what I went through. So when I came here, not being able to go to university or not being able to access any public funds or any help from the government at all, because obviously I didn't have my immigration status. So there are so many issues. There's also issues around jobs. It's difficult to access jobs here as well. It's difficult to understand how companies do their recruitment. So those are, like, I'll say immigration and jobs, employment are like big issues here.
So now,
I'm sure you can see
yes.
that from the TV with the refugee crisis as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking at the situation of Zimbabweans in UK, tell us a bit about how they are facing some of these challenges.
So with Zimbabweans, especially with the immigration one, the thing is there is, when going back to my own experiences, when I started going through the immigration system, a lot of Zimbabweans told me not to talk about it. Don't talk about it. Stay at home and just stay on the law, because otherwise the police will come and take you. Then there was also issues around advice, whereby our own lawyers and solicitors in the Zimbabwean community take people's money but never do anything with their cases. So those are, like, I would say the main issues, well, some of the few main issues in the Zimbabwean community. Also how we treat each other as Zimbabweans. So, for example, instead of when somebody's going through the immigration, right? Instead of us helping each other, we have our own solicitors and lawyers in our community taking people's money, spending it, but not doing anything about their cases.
Mm. And your last word, Cynthia, do you hope that you're going to win the award this coming Friday?
You know, I'm not really quite, you know, that's not my aim for Friday to win the award, but I'm just grateful for the recognition this far. This is not my first award, but I'm still excited because someone out there saw what I do and nominated me. And, you know, for the panel to put me in as the finalist, I'm really excited and I'm really grateful for the recognition. So whether I get the award or not, I'm still grateful.
So now, tell us a bit about the award that you won.
I've received a couple of awards. So for example, in 2011, I was recognized by one of the big charity organizations here called Citizens UK as the Young Leader of the Year. And then in that same year, I was a finalist for the Young Hero Award with Spirit of London Awards. And in that award, I was able to meet the Prime Minister on a one-to-one. And also it made me an ambassador year on after that. And then in 2012, I was given the Unsung Hero Award, which is about celebrating migrants here in the UK that have got great stories, but they've never been told. And then in 2013, I think that's when I received one of my biggest awards, which is the Young Woman of the Year Award across the whole of Britain, was with the Women on the Move Awards. And then in 2013, I was given the Zimbabwean Young Achiever of the Year Award. Then 2014, I was an Invictus Games champion, which are the games by Prince Harry. He's royalty here, the prince here. And then in 2015, beginning of this year, that's when I was given the civic recognition for outstanding achievement by the mayor. Yes, so those are like all the awards I've received.
Okay, then your message to Zimbabweans?
So my message to Zimbabweans is I'd like to encourage us to stand together and help each other out in terms of growing in this country. But also I want to encourage people not to settle for small achievements, but instead let's rise up and achieve, you know, just like anybody else, not to look at ourselves and say, because I'm Zimbabwean, because I'm black, I can't do this and that. So I just want to encourage people that, you know, whatever that you want to achieve in life, especially if you're here in the diaspora, there's so many resources. Just speak to someone that can help you and, you know, be the best you can and don't limit yourself.